This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
The following podcast is scheduled for one fall, and there will be no disqualification. Making their way to the ring from lineupmedia.fm at a combined weight of 849 pounds, the Three Horsemen.
And we're back. The Three Horsemen back with you, all three of us once again.
Professional as always.
Corey, Big Easy, and T. Ozy. Here to break down current wrestling. At least we're going to do our best.
Or at least breaking down one way or the other.
Oh, boys. What's going on, gentlemen, on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon? Hot Wednesday afternoon, first day of summer.
That's hot.
It's so hot in here.
Are we still live?
Are we?
I don't know. Yeah, apparently so.
Well, has that gone too? Gentlemen, what's the good word?
Regarding what, man?
Talk to me, please.
Well, I got a new refrigerator coming on Saturday.
That's not what I'm doing.
Going out of town this weekend.
Where are you going?
Kansas City.
Oh.
Yep, visiting some friends.
Kansas City, here I come. That should be a song.
Which Kansas City?
Missouri.
The good one.
Yeah, well, actually, no, Kansas.
Oh, the bad one.
Sorry.
Yeah, oops, the bad one.
Oops, I did.
Actually, it's Overland Park.
Yeah, actually, I think it might be Overland Park.
See?
It's a buddy of mine and his wife. It's my wife's best friend and a buddy of mine.
Aw.
They got married, and, you know, it's not one of those things to where it's like sometimes your wife gets married and you just kind of go hang out with her husband.
Sure,
he's actually
sure. Pretty nice guy.
So, yeah, he's actually a DEA agent, so.
Sounds
he always has some good stories. Yeah, hell of a guy.
I'd love to talk to him.
Great man. So I'm really excited to hang out with him. I haven't seen him in
give him my card
8 months or so. Good guy. So that's what we're doing.
Oh, you're done? So what? He knows.
Thank you.
He gets it. What the fuck was I going to say? I lost my train of thought.
Your mind just got blown.
No, I was trying to get that joke in and I was waiting. This past weekend, you were saying what's coming up this week. Man, I really can't think of what I was going to say, and I've just lost myself. We're talking wrestling, I think, today. Did you guys enjoy doing reviewing 1998?
Oh, dude, it was awesome. We're not done with it, though.
98, I mean...
Yeah, we got all through 98.
I thought we had a little bit left.
We've got like 5 days left of 1998.
Yeah, so
left.
Eat it. We're not done.
5 days of 98 and then right into 5 days of 99. And more. Then there's always more.
There was more than 5 days of 99, if I recall.
I actually really enjoyed that. It made me think that sports entertainment was a good thing at one point. Not now, but...
Was it sports entertainment at that point? I guess it was.
Yeah.
Trying to recall. When did they move towards sports entertainment?
88, 89 is when it
really
declassified.
Because of the commissions. Mm-hmm. Sports commission stuff, yeah.
A lot of reasons. Because old Vince.
Money.
Branding
genius. It's
always
money.
Smart.
Branding genius. But the other thing was we recently released our show that we did with you on Surreal Talkie, talking about Chris Benoit, that anniversary, 10 years.
It was a good
10
episode.
10 years.
Seems like it was yesterday, but it was long ago.
It was long ago. I mean, 10 years is a long time. That's a few, like 3,000 plus, 3,600 days, somewhere in there.
3,000, so, a lot of days.
Yeah, that's a few. 3,652. Something like that.
Yeah.
Leap year. Right. I didn't think to include leap year. Yeah, and that was the show that we did where we reviewed and went through the timeline of everything that happened with Chris Benoit in 2007, and it was pretty good. I enjoyed doing that show, and we did a second part, which we'll re-release also. We'll have it online, so check them both out if you didn't check them out the first time.
You can actually find them on YouTube as well.
That's true.
If you'd like to see our pretty faces while we talk about Chris.
Well, that
fame.
Goes without saying. Got to bring some joy on such a horrible story.
Memories that come back from that, though, the fun theories, as far as you can be fun in that topic, was Blackjack Mulligan and his crazy thought about Vince being the father of the kid.
That's Billy Jack
Haynes. Billy Jack Haynes. Why am I thinking Blackjack Mulligan? That's a...
You're thinking of the guy who printed money and then got arrested.
Yeah, that's fun, too.
Well, it's not. And God rest your soul there, Blackjack.
Yeah. You get my point. There were some crazy theories about that.
There were some crazy theories.
You guys care to take another stab at what you think actually happened?
I actually think, and nobody's raised this, I think Chris Benoit did it.
Ooh.
I know.
Kind of a risky thought.
Well, it was on Surreal Talk.
No, I agree with you, man. I think it's exactly how it came out. He fucking went, snapped in the head because of all the brain damage and killed his wife and kid.
Yeah. Not good. Not good. But, you know, it happens. And also, we might as well announce it. We'll be doing the 20th anniversary of the Montreal Screwjob. I don't know if we'll be doing it in with Surreal Talk. I don't know that that's a topic that you guys will want to cover, but we'll definitely be doing it here. So that'll probably be our old school show that day.
I love the Screwjob. It's a funny one. Especially from what you told me recently, you got me thinking that the whole thing was a work.
Did I blow your mind?
The biggest work ever.
Well, my thoughts on it, crazy shit. Too much crazy shit happened. So, that's what we're doing. That's what we've been doing. Let's get to wrestling. Money in the Bank was right here in our backyard, and we all didn't attend.
Yeah.
Good thing we do a wrestling show.
Well, we talk about good wrestling.
Yes.
Not this, whatever that is. I'm not going to say bad because I don't watch it.
Right.
So I'm not really qualified to give that sort of an opinion.
I don't think T.O. and
Interesting
I,
wrestling?
I don't think T.O. and I go out of our way to say how great it is now.
Yeah, you don't give me any kind of
And T.O. is here, by the way.
In the product.
I am here, yes.
He hasn't stepped out yet.
Big toe, I'm sorry.
No, I'm here. I was trying to think what to talk about from Money in the Bank, Raw, and SmackDown, and it's just...
We're covering Money in the Bank
from top
to bottom.
What's in your hillbilly crystal there?
Water.
Water in a jar.
Just some jar of water, you know.
Huh.
Make that shit moonshine, boy.
How I do. But, wow. Yeah, I don't know.
What?
What was your big takeaways from Money in the Bank?
You really want to know?
Because I didn't
it's
watch.
Dreadful.
I watched like the last two matches.
I thought it was bad.
Yeah.
The whole way around. And your boy, Hairline Corbin, just fucking winning it.
Awful.
No, we'll get there. We'll get there.
What do you think about them opening with fucking the ladies' Money in the Bank?
Well, let's talk about it. Money in the Bank, live from St. Louis, Missouri.
Our stomping grounds.
Yeah.
We don't really do a lot of stomping.
I say Missouri because I have command of the English language.
Missouri?
Yeah.
Yeah, who says Missouri?
Hillbillies.
Hillbillies. It's Missouri.
Yeah, I know.
Watch your tone, sir.
No. Coming everybody knows what a hillbilly is.
Drinking out your mason jar there.
Yeah, no shit.
Lone wolf.
It's made from potatoes. It's good.
T.O. the Lone Wolf.
Yeah, let's quit talking about lone wolves.
Money in the Bank, the women's match, first time ever, saw Becky Lynch versus Carmella with James Ellsworth, who looks like a fucking character out of Game of Thrones. And I don't even watch Game
lone
of Thrones.
Lone Wolf.
Versus Charlotte Flair versus Natalya versus Tamina. I guess they're not good enough to all have last names.
He does kind of look like a guy out of Game of Thrones.
Why can't you just say their last names?
How good looking is Carmella, though? I think she's hot.
Yeah.
She's good looking.
Okay, so.
Can't wrestle worth a shit.
No, but
Women's Revolution continues.
You notice what they've done?
No.
Gone right back to where they started.
Put the belts back on the hot chicks.
What'd you think was going to happen?
Where's Stephanie McMahon now tooting her horn about the women's revolution?
It's a revolution,
Serena Williams and the U.S. women's soccer team and all that. No.
You're not a part of the revolution,
No, it's because that shit was all hot topic at the time. They could capitalize on it because they had just had the girls tearing up NXT. So let's make it look like we're serious about it. And then when it all dies down nationally and the heat's and it's
AJ Lee's right, not calling you
Status quo. Let's just go back. Let's just go back to having the pretty girls hold the belts.
Mm.
But I don't think Ellsworth is the key to that.
Yeah.
He's going to be the one that gets her over. He's the prop. He's carrying the money in the bank. I mean, like,
what happened to
that guy? That's kind of funny.
Did he get hit in the chin with a ball bat?
That's what I said.
that what you said?
He looks like he's a fucking character out of Game of Thrones. Yeah, I mean,
you know, he was the Game one that Strowman smashed his first match.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, any man with two hands and something has a chance. And he got his ass beat. And then they loved it, though. The fans got behind him, and he ended up getting a spot out of it. And he's up from the Massachusetts area somewhere in the Northeast region. And he's been an indie wrestler forever. Everybody says he's a great guy.
Very popular, not very well liked.
So, everybody that knows him and is from that area is so happy for the guy to get this break that he has.
Yeah, I mean, it's not often that a guy that looks like the ass end of a dolphin gets a break like this.
Wow. That's the sound bite.
Yeah.
The ass end of a dolphin. It's an insult to dolphins.
Is Becky Lynch not hot enough to put the belt on? I mean, it's not like these girls are Luna Vachon. I mean, they're not.
She's got an accent, pal. You can't understand what she's saying.
Yeah, I mean, it's like.
What do you say to that? I mean, when Vince comes at you like that, what do you say? Sorry, you're right, Vince.
No, you say, you're an idiot.
You really can't understand what she says, but she is a good worker.
I'll give you that.
Charlotte's had the belt 3 times, so you can't put it on her a 4th time in a year.
Yeah, you can.
I mean, you could, but it's just like a joke.
It's a different color. Just
keep throwing belts and taking them off of her.
I think it's time to have a male-female champion.
Santino again?
Why not James Ellsworth himself?
Eh.
Well, he's the one that actually grabbed the Money in the Bank briefcase and dropped it down to her.
Oh, shit.
So
technically, he might,
he physically claimed the belt, or the briefcase.
So. Don't be surprised.
Well, you'd be surprised if you saw what they did. But, yeah, so they have the match. The Women's Revolution continues. They get to a point, they're all out of the ring. He tries to help her up. He goes up and grabs the briefcase and drops it to her. So they have a schmoz. They have a conference of referees saying that doesn't work. And Ellsworth gets on the mic and announces that she won. They play the music. It didn't really make a I mean, I guess it was to lead into SmackDown last night. So he's barred from ringside when they do this again.
Oh, they're having another Money in the Bank match? I didn't see that.
Yeah.
So we still have the chance of Charlotte doing the moonsault off the ladder since I was wrong and that did not happen.
So you did remember that you owed me lunch.
Yeah, I just acted like I didn't when we were at lunch.
Yeah, makes sense.
I was waiting until we played it out on air for the everybody could hear.
Oh.
But technically, if they're doing another Money in the Bank match, she still has that chance to complete it. She did do some type of black, No, I'm just saying, she did take a back, didn't she do a twist or something out off of the turnbuckle onto the girls on the floor or something? I didn't see it. They just said that she did, a crazy spot.
I don't
You didn't watch
remember.
It either.
Oh, Charlotte got to hit her big dive spot. That's all it said.
Wasn't off the ladder, though. I think it was off the turnbuckle.
Definitely not.
Carmella apparently has been stripped of the Money in the Bank.
Okay, well, that's where we're at with that.
That's correct.
Daniel Bryan redo it all. A ruling.
Good thing
him being back.
Good thing he just came back for that. Good use of him. He said he's been training in the ring.
I thought he was basically banned for life.
Don't call it a comeback.
Yeah.
Then,
baby, come back.
Been here for years.
Tell you what, hey,
baby, come back.
If they're desperate enough, they'll let him back in the ring.
Oh, for sure.
I don't care about him so much as that 3.0.
I don't understand. Just sign a waiver.
Three?
Yeah, they'd be happy with
that. Sign a waiver.
Fucking generous there.
Sign a waiver and you'll be fine.
Yeah, they really care about each other. So that's the women's match. Absolutely, I don't get it, but whatever. The revolution continues. I just think that's hilarious.
Both.
Well, I mean, it's just so stupid. They acted like they were going to take it seriously, and now it's anything but.
Well, when they split the girls up, there just wasn't enough talent to do that.
Yeah. You know what? Let's skip ahead to Naomi versus Lana. Well, this is what
Naomi.
I mean. So obviously, this is a toss away.
Well, if they're going to put the belt on whoever's hottest, Lana should have the belt because she's put together. I heard her ring attire. I listened to a podcast about it. I said her ring attire, she was in a thong, pretty much.
Eh, I wouldn't call it a thong.
I didn't. They were saying it was kind of a little more risque than what.
Wasn't bad. I was definitely looking at. Yeah. She's hot. I mean, can't work or anything, but she's hot. So
they were saying that the people that were calling in on the show said that they were she was further along than what they thought she would be for only training for 6 months.
This is from your sources?
No, it was on this podcast.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was.
This is from your sources.
I have no sources.
Podcasts are your sources.
Yeah, I'm going to source the podcast I listen to.
No. No free pub.
Why not?
I didn't give money. I just said that.
No free pub?
He's always giving free pub.
I give all sorts of free pub on my other show.
Why do you do that?
Because if somebody's... I mean, people have room for many, many podcasts, in my opinion.
Sure, okay.
And it makes you kind of look, in my opinion, slightly petty to be like, nah, no free, you know, advertising for these other guys.
Slightly?
That's, you know, that's content that they might like. And on the other hand, it makes you look good. You go, yeah, these guys got a good show. Go check it out.
All right, I'm sorry. We'll take your sides. Fair enough.
A little bit of strategy.
So
there.
What did you hear, T.O.? She's further along. Go ahead.
And no, what show was it?
It was just people were debating on if she was as good as they thought. Like, some people were saying she was shitty, and other people were saying, you know, she's only been training for 6 months. I thought she was okay.
No, not terrible, but looks like somebody who just started training this year.
Yeah, and I didn't watch the match, so I really can't say.
Well, there you go.
That's why I was asking.
I had it on in the background. She accomplished a few things that I didn't see her being able to do. So.
Background of what? Life?
Yeah, I have to work on Sunday nights.
Doing what?
Working from here.
You come in? You actually come into the office?
No.
Oh. Well, that's good at least.
Still work.
No, that's fair. I get you there.
Yeah, well, we got to get paid for this. So Naomi beats her. Carmella came down with about a minute to go in the match, acting like she was going to cash in the Money in the Bank, which actually would have made sense because then they couldn't have taken it away from her. But they went against that.
Well, of course.
And it distracted Lana. Naomi gets the win. And then surprisingly, they had Naomi dance in the ring like she does before and after every match. Well, I wonder why they do that. I've never seen anybody dance before and after their ring. In WWE, anyway.
Before and after?
Wait a minute.
Yeah. I wonder why Naomi does it. I'm trying to think. Is it because of
Disco Inferno?
Is it because of what she wears?
Maybe.
Is it because of... Boy, I can't put my finger on it. Why would they have her dance?
See, this is... I'm reading between the lines here. No. He's doing a sarcastic thing again.
I wonder why.
It's because she's got boobies that are okay, right? Is that what you're going at?
Ooh. Yeah.
I have no clue who the hell you're talking about.
Yeah?
So I'm just trying to read you and your speech and the way your face is
Stacey being Stacey Keebler? Or are you?
No, not Stacey Keebler.
What are we talking
Keebler?
About? Give us a clue,
man.
We're trying to follow you in your sarcasm. But
is anybody else in there dance right now in the WWE?
I don't know.
Any dancers that, like, dance to the ring? Like a Flash Funk, maybe? Somebody like that?
Naomi does.
Naomi does. Huh. I wonder why her.
Because she's black and all.
Oh, wait, what?
All black wrestlers.
Get out of town.
Yeah. And play bass.
And play bass?
Because the New Day dances on the way to the ring.
Get out of here.
In R-Truth, he raps.
Well, I tell you what. Yeah. Making discoveries on this show.
Yeah.
It kind of makes you wonder what Vince's opinion of African Americans are.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they're talking like they're going to bring Shelton Benjamin back. Maybe
good friends with Ron Simmons.
Maybe they'll have him come down and dance to the ring.
Yeah.
Give a fucking All-American a chance to look like a fool on TV.
They love that chance.
It's so fucking stupid. I'm sorry.
Come on, wrestling snob. Tell us how you really feel.
When is the last white person that's done a gimmick like that? A dancing gimmick.
Who were the two guys?
Fandango, I guess.
Okay. And then the one I thought of was the two guys that did the worm.
Scotty Too Hotty and Grandmaster Sexay.
Grandmaster Sexay. How can you forget about?
Well, Emma did a dance though. Remember the
How are you guys forgetting about Disco Inferno? I mean,
oh, we don't. We can try.
As much as you try, there's no forgetting the hair.
There's no forgetting the Disco Inferno.
Did he have any other gimmicks that you can think of
besides being part of the Wolf Pack?
Yeah, but he was still Disco.
Jesus. What a fucking goomba.
Who else are your famous wrestling dancers?
Alex
Mick
Wright,
Foley.
Das Wunder Kid?
Das Wunder Kid.
Dude right. Love did dance.
Yeah, he had that killer knees move.
Yeah, he did.
It was like the only
Who's the guy who dances right now? He's on 205. Black Kid.
Yeah.
Surprise, surprise.
Yeah, I know. That's kind of my point.
I know who you're talking about.
Well, then tell us.
I can't think of his name, but I know the guy he's talking about.
Random Black Kid, then.
Yeah. He's got a name.
Thanks, T.O.
He's got a name. It's not next.
Also, Maria returned, if we're going to just talk all things women from Money in the Bank.
Maria Kanellis. I had it on there, yeah.
Why?
That had been in the works. I mean, I don't know. Apparently, she and that kid were over in TNA, from what everybody had said, over as a good heels. Yeah, Maria Kanellis is fucking hot.
You think? I don't know. She's all right.
She's real hot.
She's been hacked.
I didn't know that.
Yep.
And she's got some meat on her, which is nice. I like them with a little meat
they,
on her.
They
she's a playboy.
They had her husband take her last name.
That's great.
So it's not
it's
Mike.
Not a bad
it's
idea.
Not Mike Bennett. It's Mike.
Michael Kanellis.
Mike Kanellis, which is pretty funny.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
I like it.
I'm sure he's getting along well backstage with the guys with him.
You gotta know they love him.
Yeah.
You know they're getting buried in the mid card.
Well, I think Cena fucked her is what they were saying.
Shock.
They were talking about they're coming in as a couple pairing. So Miz and Maurice are on Raw. They really don't have a couple to feud with, so there was talk would Cena and Bella feud with them when they come back, and they're like, I don't know.
Because bring John and that talent vacuum right back into the storyline.
I guess her and the Bella girls don't like each other too much from their first stint in the company.
Oh, my God. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yep. Ew.
I think she played the hoe bag. Might have put them in.
Yeah.
We'll have to look that up.
Yeah, Sean Oliver.
Yeah.
I'll look it up right now.
Oh, that's good
Continue
times.
Continue.
The Usos versus the New Day. Literally, I don't know what they were trying to accomplish. They had a pretty good match up until the end. They botched two finishes, and then the Usos just got out of the ring and got counted out. So
they have them playing chicken shit heels right now.
Yeah. To the New Day, who come out in neon green and blue and orange. So the Usos, who are supposed to be street thugs or whatever they're supposed to be, are playing chicken shit heels to those guys.
Makes sense, right?
Yeah. I just call them as I see them. God damn, Alexa Bliss was in that match? I didn't even realize that.
I got to throw in.
Throw it.
So have you seen yesterday?
Two more matches to cover.
Just a little news thing.
Four.
I read an article on Sky Sports yesterday. Mm-hmm. Triple H talking and extending an invite to have Floyd Mayweather and Conor McGregor come on Raw to do a spot.
Of course they would.
I'm sure. It's obvious that he would do that, but that's not a horrible idea for them.
Well, they've tried getting McGregor for about a year and a half, and
they've had Mayweather,
But when you're dealing with Mayweather Promotions and the UFC, what in the fuck do they need the WWF for?
Possibly another 2 million eyes. To have those guys go on there and do any kind of thing for 2 minutes.
They would have to pay them $1 million each to get on there.
You think the WWF would pay?
WWE?
Yeah.
WWE would have to
You
pay
know them. The WWE would pay that.
I guess
they'd
that
have
would.
To pay for them to come on, yeah.
Which is weird, paying for somebody to come on and do promo.
Yep.
They do it to Brock Lesnar.
Fair.
It's the truth. Yeah, they pay him to fucking work 4 times a year. That's whatever.
Jealous.
The Ascension versus the Fashion Police. Fashion Police, or the Fashion Files guys, had a good one. I actually enjoyed that. A couple Michael Jackson references.
What's going on with the SmackDown writers recently and the Michael Jackson shit?
They probably have heard of who Michael Jackson was, so.
And realized that their target audience was negative 12 years old when Michael Jackson was still alive?
You're telling
Irrelevant.
Me.
Jesus Christ.
That's why those jokes got nothing.
The Nakamura jokes?
What?
When Ziggler Ziggler did the Nakamura jokes with Michael Jackson.
Oh, I'm talking about the ones on Fashion Files. Nobody understood. Yeah. Nobody knew what they were talking about. And then the announcers explain the jokes because you know Vince has produced them. Tell them it's a Michael Jackson song. Come on, you gotta explain it. They don't so get ridiculous. It. The Ascension versus the Fashion Police. One with a small package. Match was basically a throwaway. Then they announce the Wrestling Legends. Did you see this? Did you hear about
too.
This? Did you see this? Did you hear about this?
No, I don't care about wrestling.
They had these guys could actually work. They had Greg Gagne, former AWA, son of Vern. Former AWA TV champion, which when they had that TV belt at the end, and former tag team champion. Baron Von Raschke, who I met, who is awesome. Great dude. They had Randy Orton's father, Cowboy Bob Orton Jr., and they had the Nature Boy all in the front
Buddy
row.
Buddy Rogers?
No.
Oh.
I thought you were going to say Buddy Landell.
No. Come on.
Had them in the front row for the Jinder and Orton match. I actually thought this match was pretty good, to be perfectly honest. Not bad at all. Mahal won. Got those guys involved. Orton did the spot where he throws the guys up on their heads again.
Just going to try to break your neck unintentionally, intentionally.
Oh.
So when they had the spot, though, with Bob Orton, Flair stands up and has a fist made. And fucking Sergeant Slaughter just sits on his fat ass and just looks up.
He probably wasn't sure what was going on.
No, he was just in La La Land. It's like,
well, he might have also been letting Bob Orton get the heat instead of, I mean, Flair. You know, Flair sees a camera. He ain't sitting.
I thought there might have been a chance that he tried, like,
did you know they gave him strict orders? Oh, don't get up.
Had a camera or a fucking mic in his ear. And, you know, Flair's like, man, I could just go in for business right now, get this guy in a chokehold, and have a match at the next pay-per-view.
Put me back in the ring. Woo!
I'm telling you, they're pushing the 30 for 30, just waiting for him to die on camera.
You're terrible.
Hey, now it's the beginning of 2018.
Don't. Why?
But why would they keep pushing it back? It was supposed to come out 3 months ago.
I don't know. I mean, they have reasons.
Yeah, there's a lot.
They've got a book coming out about the dad and Charlotte, or Flair and his daughter. So
I bet that was a great relationship.
You think he knew her name until she was 10?
Think she saw him until she was 10.
All right.
Over under 13. Yes.
He was really involved in the one kid that's dead, his life. Like,
he put him on the wrestling shows, didn't he?
He used to go to all of his amateur wrestling tournaments.
Wasn't he on TV? He was like 9.
That was a different one.
Oh, yeah.
You're thinking
he was thinking of
David.
Thinking of Reed.
Reed got on TV when David started working for WCW.
Yep.
Charlotte was on.
Really?
They went into the house. Yeah.
See, I remember Reed.
They had Reed in the ring. So.
Yeah.
Which one was the one
he
that wrestled?
But
David.
David wrestled, but Reed was the one that was a good amateur wrestler.
Didn't he eventually get into some sort of goth gimmick, David Flair?
He started dragging that Daphne chick around.
Oh, that's what it was, yeah.
But he
I think she still is hot.
He got into Stacy Keibler before a lot of people
did. Way to go, Dave.
Rumors Tori, too, so God bless him.
Yeah, he did well.
She's still married to Kidman?
No.
Oh, no.
She was dating A-Rod. They broke up. I don't know who she's dating now. She's a good friend of Ian's. Like, I guess they're gals or friends, I guess.
Good
friends. Good friends of mine. And by the way, you're checking us out on Facebook. Thank you. You're doing it through a lineup media group.
We're on our Three Horsemen page.
You're checking us out on the Three Horsemen page. Thank you. Part of Lineup Media Group. Lineupmedia.fm is where we emanate from. Check us out. Check out the site.
Ooh,
Lineup
emanate.
Media.
I like that word. Sophistication.
I'm trying to promote
it. Go ahead.
Lineupmedia.fm. We've got podcasts for everything you can name. Like T.O. was saying, Ian McCall does his show, Storytime with Uncle Creepy, for you UFC fans. Also, we've got American Animals with Eric Apple. And our own Big Easy does Surreal Talk.
Yay.
Best podcast on the network if you're into cults and conspiracy theories.
Best podcast on the internet.
One of the top five shows, in my opinion.
Wow. How many do you know of?
A couple more.
Six?
And in fact, I'm going to name them. We've got Two Birds on a Bat for Cardinals fans. And Blue. We were out of St. Louis, so we got Blues, Cardinals, Armenia Proud for all our Armenian friends.
We got a Bosnian podcast due to St. Louis. Well, no, we don't. No, we don't. We would. Anybody out there listening who's Bosnian would like to do a podcast on Bosnian culture, get a hold of us at infoline@media.fm.
See, he's got the shit down.
You're the man.
I'm just trying to do shit from memory.
He's just trying to be you.
We've got golf. We've got Boston sports. We got the Cowboys. We got podcasting food allergies. We got Circuit of Success. Yes, brand. You name it, we've got it. So check us out, lineupmedia.fm. Check us out. Sorry. Numeral 3 Horseman Show. Oh, I'm sorry. Twitter.com/ Numeral 3 Horseman Show. Facebook.com/Numeral3Horseman Show.
Just search Google.
Yeah.
Woo!
Type in The 3 Horseman Show and then break our eardrums.
The 3
Let's finish up
Horseman
this thing. So,
show.
Money in the Bank. Shorty, what you drank?
What are you talking about?
T.O., I mean, come on. We've been just giving this guy a ton of credit. His whole time he's been wrestling, finally he makes it to the mountaintop.
Yeah, I mean, he's a great worker. Has a solid look.
Solid.
Ring gear's awesome. Good entrance music.
He's had world champ written all over him since the day he started.
He wrestles in a T-shirt.
And permanent marker.
So did Kevin Owens.
Yeah, but Kevin Owens.
So does Dean Ambrose.
Kevin Owens, it's different.
Yeah, it is.
His doesn't have the sleeves cut out of it, and like with the late 90s look.
Yeah. I don't know who created that gear for him, but they fucked up.
They should be fired. And whatever gutless pussy doesn't go up to him and say, hey, dude, shave your head, they should be fired.
I would seriously put him
in. Awful.
I would put him in like those combat pants, not. What do you call it? Camouflage, but like black ones.
Sure, like
tactic
urban,
pants.
Tactical,
yeah.
Type of.
Like what the Shield wore when they.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I would put him in.
Yeah.
Instead of the skin tight with
leather
down past
bullshit.
Your belly button, yeah. Almost showing your pubes, that's just not a good look, especially for him. I mean, I know he's got a shirt on now. He was wrestling with his shirt off early, wasn't he?
Yeah, they didn't like that his stomach looked like it was making a frowny face.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, just like everybody watching.
He's no Adonis like us.
Frowny face.
You should see me with my shirt off.
Yeah, should but I? It's not your job to fucking look good with your shirt off. And
yeah, we don't get paid to work
out
every
day. Yeah, I still
pull
it off.
Yeah. I don't know. It's a joke. The fact that this asshole is going to be a champion within the next 7 to 8 months is just stupid. Unless he's the first one. I mean, I think a couple people have unsuccessfully cashed it in now, but.
Will you watch WrestleMania if he is the champion at the time?
Fuck no.
And he is
if
defending
he's involved
the title.
With any top spot, I don't know if I can do it.
God, I want to write this down a check.
No, he's that bad, and he's not getting better. And his working punches, they're. You think he'd have hands made of stone. He's so worried about hitting someone. I mean, like, nothing looks good that he does.
I agree.
Like,
good finisher.
Just, I don't even know if his finisher is good because I can't tell if it's hurting him more than the guy he's finishing.
I can see that.
Because how they both, I mean, it's just kind of a confusing looking thing. But I don't know. I just, like, you have to figure out who you would take the belt off of. It's not going to be Jinder Mahal because it's going to get no crowd reaction.
Disagree.
So, you think they're going to try to get him over as a face at some point in time?
Mm-hmm.
Corbin?
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ.
I'm just saying.
He's just the I don't give a fuck rebel type?
Yeah. New CM Punk?
Ooh, I mean, Punk could talk. And could,
yeah, and
could
he
move
can't.
A little bit.
They had him on the talking smack, whatever the fuck you call it, after the show. Just... felt flat to me.
He sucks.
I mean,
I really don't know what redeeming qualities he has other than he's
I don't
guy.
Either.
And then you start looking at it, it's like, all right, they broke up Enzo and Cass already on Raw. Why doesn't Cass have that spot? He has more charisma. He's bigger. Doesn't look as shitty with his shirt off.
I think better in the ring. Get him to that spot.
Yeah. That's the other thing. I don't know why if they had. I just don't know why they broke them up so soon. But why not put Carmella and Cass together?
Yeah, let's talk about that real quick. They and we'll get back to this because one good thing did come out of this match, and I'm going to say something else about it. What is the? I know that. I mean, we've known they were going to break him off. They've been wanting to do this for a year, but what? They never won a title of any.
Ever.
They sell merchandise.
It doesn't make sense.
They just
unless someone doesn't like Enzo. Like, for real. Unless he has heat.
They say Triple H really likes him. Plus, he's a good mouthpiece.
That's what I'm worried. I'm worried they're going to turn him into a broadcaster.
Is it a swerve? But who are they? Then who are they swerving?
Yeah, I mean, I don't see how. Hardy's fucked them. Hardy's coming back. Took their spot in the tag team.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of the over baby face role there, so I don't know.
I don't either.
They should have had a title run with them because they were hot and then they just stopped. But they also booked them like shit. The stuff they were booking with Rusev and Lana, to where, you know, he was trying to steal his girl. I was just stupid. It was stupid stuff. I don't know.
Well, I had been thinking they hadn't done a lot of heel turns, and then they did the one with Jericho and Owens, and that now they've done this one, so it's a couple at least.
But is there anything intriguing about that match?
They'll never wrestle
each other. I mean, Enzo can't do anything in the
ring. They won't wrestle each other. He'll move directly away from him.
So who's Enzo aligned with to go against, and then who's his big buddy?
Who has a big buddy? Oh, you mean...
That's what I'm saying.
You mean Enzo to have a buddy to
That's what I was going
to
say. Like, who's he...
Big Show? Yeah.
That'll be Cass's first casualty to get him over.
Yeah. He's only got, what, 6-8 months left on his contract, and then he's done?
Yeah, he's not coming back from the way it sounds.
Well, that happens. The one good thing that did come out of Money in the Bank was they finally had a little stare-down, showdown between Styles and Nakamura, which means they might be going into a program together, which means we win.
Yeah, that'll be good.
I love winning. Totally do.
You really need to watch this AJ Styles, and you really need to watch Nakamura.
They're both really good.
Now, here's the thing I would have been super pissed about had we decided to go. Nakamura comes out, and he gets attacked before he even gets
didn't
to the
Didn't see
ring.
The entrance. So awful.
Didn't get to see the entrance. Didn't get to see him wrestle till the last 5 minutes of the match.
Thanks to who? Shithead.
That's how you get him over as a heel.
They tried, and it still got no crowd response at the end. There was no heat at the end of it.
No.
And the crowd was pretty hot at certain points in time.
No, they got hot when Nakamura finally came out and sang the song through the first 3 minutes he was in the ring.
Yep.
3 minutes, minute, whatever.
Do you think he was going to win when he kind of came back from the...
No, because they don't do that anymore.
It reminded me of the Sting angle a little bit.
Just, they don't do that.
Oh, they don't.
Did you know Corbin was going over right away as soon as he did that?
I figured he was going over. There was a point in the match they did something.
See, I thought he was going over as soon as he came out last. It didn't make sense to me that he was coming out last, and I figured he was going to do something to Nakamura when he was coming out, because I assumed Nakamura's would be his last, like, that would be the last entrance.
He would be the final one.
And since he wasn't, I was like, all right, something's going to happen. There's going to be some type of fuckery. I didn't think it was going to be 10 seconds into his damn entrance, but...
Wouldn't you be pissed if, like I've said, the guys that I would go to see right now are Styles, and I still didn't go to this, but I would go see Styles and Nakamura, and you get, I mean, fucked out of getting to see him wrestle a whole match.
Yeah, it was bad.
Well,
did you see Nakamura was talking on Talking Smack, I think, last week? And they were running through the participants of Money in the Bank, and he slipped. They said something about Dolph Ziggler, and he was like, oh, he will be in Japan in 3 months anyway, so I have no use for him.
Ooh.
So the big rumor going around is that Ziggler's leaving to go to Japan.
Cool. Don't blame him.
Yeah.
Really don't. We've been saying he should have gone to Japan for 3 months.
Well, when he gets there, maybe he'll ditch his jean jacket and his hip swirl and try to come up with something new and come back reinvented.
I wish, like, he, Cesaro, a couple other guys would go over there and work, but whatever. So that's Money in the Bank. I don't know. Same shit as always. It's a TV show on the network. It's not even pay-per-view anymore, but whatever. That's what you get. That's what you pay $9.99 a month for right there.
It's worth it.
It was encouraging, though, that the crowd was hot. Hopefully they'll bring something back.
They did. They had a really good crowd. St. Louis is normally they stick to everything, and they actually did pretty well. I would have been bored as shit, but hey. It's better to be there live. Okay. So that takes care of Money in the Bank. The other thing I wanted to talk about, was there anything else to cover? I just wanted to talk about Pritchard and Russo.
I haven't heard about this.
Oh, you didn't?
Pritchard and Russo?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait.
So Pritchard did, Bruce Pritchard, something to wrestle with. They did the whole show about Russo, his time in WWE.
When?
That was the last episode. Yeah.
I didn't see it, no.
Yeah, it was the last episode, so it was 3 hours based on his, they went through his book. And the book's 15 years old is the only problem. So I see why Russo's going to probably... that guy probably changes his mind every 30 seconds.
But what he wrote 15 years ago is probably closer to the truth than anything he said the last 5 years.
Well, Pritchard did a pretty good job of shooting down just about everything he said. I mean, he gave him some credit on some things because he was the writer for the show.
Mm-hmm.
And he would sit at the table with McMahon and do the... I mean, everybody knows that. I don't think it's anything to debate.
Did he do the Cornette voice in the episode at all?
What do you think? Goddamn. Motherfucker. So, Russo goes on the defense almost immediately.
Really?
2 days later.
Really?
2 days later.
And I'm sure he didn't listen to it. People told him.
Bro.
I'm telling you, bro. And I wrote it 15 years ago, bro.
Fucking hate that guy.
Ugh.
So, what was he pissed off about? Like, what was his big hang-ups?
Because... the way he saw things, he's like, that was 15 years ago I wrote the show. Come, bro, listen. You know, just pissed that he shot down everything he said. That he loved Triple H, and he took credit for Austin 316. He took credit for...
The Rock.
The Montreal Screwjob was his idea.
He said that?
Yes.
Wasn't he writing at the magazine at that point in time still?
Oh, no. He's writing the show by this time.
Was he really? I didn't even know he was writing at that time.
But he took credit for the Montreal Screwjob.
What'd Pritchard say to that?
He just started fucking laughing.
I got to listen to this now.
I mean, it's brutal.
Oh, that's great.
But it's just so funny that they're picking fights with this guy. It's obvious he's not well-liked by any of these guys. I mean, if Cornette goes after him 1 week, and then the next week, Pritchard's just
dissecting Cornette and Pritchard aren't boys.
Oh, I know.
I mean, like, so it's kind of funny that, you know.
It's just they keep his name alive. They're the ones that keep him popular, aren't they? Or am I off?
No, you're not off. He does have... fucking a loyal fan base, though. People,
why?
I have no clue. But I would liking it to, I don't know. It's these people that he interacts with them. So it's this fucking group that, oh, well, he responded to me on Twitter. So he's, Vince Russo's a good guy. He responded to me. Like, it's that kind of shit.
Mm.
So he gets these wrestling fans that are fucking dorks.
Well, send us a message. We'll reply.
Yeah, and we'll be even bigger dorks.
No.
But I think that's what it is people feed off the interaction with them or, you know.
That's hilarious.
And you just have your fucking morons out there that aren't informed and think that that just listen to him and think that that's how it goes. You know, he's on Conan's podcast all the time, and I know that does really well.
Really?
Yeah, they're tight.
Well, I would think he's got a decent subscription on YouTube. I don't know what his podcast does.
Well, he was on MLW and left, and he joined Jericho's network on Podcast One.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So, now, Russo didn't. I don't know what Russo's... Russo's on Podcast One, too, I believe. And that's a little funny. Russo was taking shots. I'm on the biggest podcast network in the world. Like, taking on, like, that he's involved
with
this great organization, Podcast One, that does dick for their talent, versus... what MLW does.
It's real surprising.
You know, but it's just another thing that doesn't matter that he thinks makes him better than Cornette and Pritchard and those guys.
Mm. Plus, there's rumors that Russo's coming back to WWE.
He wants to come back to WWE. Mm.
Not the way I understand it. Not through my sources.
What are your sources saying?
He might be on his way back.
To write?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Does that mean there's going to be a new adult era?
New porn star?
Yeah, because do you think this fucking guy can write for fucking six-year-olds?
Bro, I'm going back to write for Gold Dust exclusively, bro.
I would.
They are doing the old Gold Dust style videos right now.
Yeah, what do you think of that?
Man, it's kind of funny to hear that, like the music going into
bucker,
the vignettes.
Bucker.
Get. Raw was bad, though.
You better finish it off.
How bad was Raw? Nope.
Gold Dust.
Thank
you. You couldn't fight it.
I couldn't stop it.
You couldn't fight it.
It was stuck in there. It's like now it's in there. Until I let it out, it's in there.
It's stuck in there, bro.
Come on, bro. Just start going, and it'll never stop, bro.
So, did you see Reigns' promo he cut at the very beginning of the show?
Oh, God.
Very, very heelish. The most heelish thing he's ever done. Mm. Yeah, so, I mean, like, there's no interpreting anything he said as kind of being a badass baby. He was being a fucking prick, which is fine, and I'm happy. But maybe they have finally decided to turn this guy, like, all right, fuck you, I don't care what you think.
So, do you think what people are saying is what's actually going to happen? It's going to be Reigns Lesnar at Survivor Series, SummerSlam, whichever they choose, and then it's going to go into Reigns versus Cena at Mania.
Fuck. I mean, I don't know. I mean, like, what? That's the only person.
How many times can you put this guy in the main event?
This will be the fourth one in a row, and he already talked about it. He mentioned that in his promo. I'm the one that's headlined WrestleMania three times. I'm the one that retired The Undertaker. I mean, he cut a very heelish promo. The only way that you could get Cena over with everyone is to put him in the ring with that jerk off.
Think so?
Yeah. Or Corbin. But you could put a fucking broomstick in there with him and you get a better result and a better fucking reaction.
A broomstick, bro.
That guy bothers me. God, I don't know why. I don't even care.
Who's writing
about
this
it,
shit?
He sucks. God,
Two years from now, Reigns versus Corbin at WrestleMania.
And I will not be doing anything on this show
for the
I will
championship
not be watching
match.
It.
Oh, this show will be canceled by then.
It might be canceled by next week. There's so much. I mean, it is just, it's unwatchable. I mean, I'm not shitting you. Fell asleep Monday night. Fell asleep during Money in the Bank, and fell asleep last night at SmackDown. SmackDown doesn't even get over till 9. Fell asleep during that.
Central time.
And what pisses me off even more is those fuck up my sleep patterns more than anything, because I fall asleep for 30, 45 minutes, and then wake up, and I can't go back to bed.
You let those shows fuck up your sleep pattern?
I try to watch them and fall asleep.
That's all on you. That's all on you.
It's all on you, bro. I wrote it. You should have watched it, bro.
Bro.
And the thing is, there's talent. They have guys that can work.
Yes.
They really do. Like, it's not like there's
yeah, they wrestle in the first and second matches.
Yeah. It's not like there's a lack of talent. You know that they're teasing the Maurice and
Miz.
Shit, Miz split. Why? He's never been as good. Because
he's getting over.
But he's always good when he's by himself. Or he's not good when he's by himself. He's all, you know, when he had fucking Mizdow. Yeah. He was great then. He was kind of lukewarm until she came back, and then he took it to that next level. Like, they just can't leave that guy alone. They have to fuck with his character, fuck with him too much.
They were just doing the Justin Roberts interview, and he said, you know, they are great at building guys up just to squash them. I don't get it either.
Where's Rusev been? Why? They promised
playing him, video games is the last I saw.
They promised like him fun. A title shot at Money in the Bank. That was like what the thing he did when he was doing his promos. And then he just hasn't been anywhere.
He's just going to be mid-carder when he comes back anyway.
Because everybody's mad. He's married to Lana.
Yep.
And you know what? If he's not on the show, maybe she'll cheat on him with someone when he's not there.
Maybe he'll come back.
That's never been done before.
Maybe he'll come back and start dancing. Yeah, I don't know. You know what? You're right. I don't think that's ever been done.
Maybe she'll hook up with you, Michael P.S. Hayes, since Rusev's not around. Just because she likes fucking ratty-ass hair and guys out of shape does not mean you're going to fuck her.
Not like Rosa Mendez. Dude, how the fuck did he land her?
That's what I was about to say. That still shocks me, man.
She was hot. Well, after she got the boob job.
And, I mean, just back to the Bray Wyatt JoJo thing. What the fuck?
I don't know.
Dude,
I don't know.
It's just been going on for a year and a half.
Well, God bless.
Does that not scream daddy issues?
I don't know.
It screams something. I don't know.
Get out of the bathroom.
Oh.
Get out of this business.
Get out of the business.
Tear up that contract.
Still the best thing.
That's
ever.
What it screams.
Yeah.
Isn't it? No.
I don't know. We're getting into some indie jokes here, ain't we?
We're getting into
just lack of stuff to talk about because the stuff is so bad.
How about we put away this first half until wrestling gets interesting again and then we start bringing it back? Just a thought. We'll come back next week and do it again.
Yeah.
But I just want to throw that out there.
Well, people like the current thing. They want to hear what us old timers have to say about it.
Who people?
I don't want to characterize.
How many of them are listening?
Thousands.
Literally.
Really? Wow. Okay, then. See you guys next week.
No, I just, it's just a bad, it's just bad.
If you like to shit all over me, you can email me directly at ehicks@lineupmediagroup.com.
Yeah. Follow me on Twitter.
I mean that literally.
Follow me
he
on
likes
Twitter.
Pictures of shit.
Teal, where can they follow you on Twitter?
Nowhere.
All right.
You don't have Twitter?
Yeah, I do. I just don't want them following me.
Follow us, twitter.com/3horsemanshow. You can follow me. I don't do much. I just retweet stuff.
I follow Tim Owens on Twitter.
SmartDog78.
Yeah, @SmartDog78. Look at that. Smart
Dog on NBC6. That's you,
nope.
Tim Owens?
That's not
I quit
him.
That job at NBC.
NBC6. What about Tim Owens 13? Is that you?
They don't pay enough.
Nope.
Are you Tim Quig?
Am not. You won't find me.
I think Big Easy said he was going to stump me with something.
Oh, I'm so glad you remembered.
So, take your best shot.
I had it all prepared here. Let me find my tab.
You're going to pull up a picture, and it's going to be Iron Mike Sharp.
It ain't Iron Mike Sharp, damn it.
Would you know Iron Mike Sharp if you saw a picture of him?
Probably not.
Would you know exotic Adrian Street if you saw a picture of him?
Probably not.
What are you doing?
I'm playing music for the game.
He's my theme music. Hit it real quick, and then when you're done.
Dun, 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 dun,
here it comes. Dun,
that is not anything. Dun, dun,
dun. It's custom.
It's the Everett theme song, fucker.
It's custom.
Don't tell me what it's not.
The Everett, you mean Big Easy?
Yeah, Big Easy.
You've heard of me?
Yeah.
Thanks, Tim.
We made it. No problem. Corey.
I go by that.
Thanks for that, Max Weinberg.
Oh, I guess you by Everett on the fucking thing. You should change that.
Man,
I mean, care. Our producer should change that. Get on that.
Wacky.
All right. This guy made his professional debut in 1977. He carried notable feuds with wrestling legends Jerry the King Lawler and Tommy Rich.
He wrestled Austin Idol.
He wrestled at the peak of his career in the AWA and the NWA. And here's his picture.
If he carried on feuds.
Oh, I might have got him.
No, you didn't. Oh, thank you. Chick Donovan. I couldn't think of his name.
You got it. God damn it.
How the fuck do you know that?
How do you know that?
Chick Donovan, dude. He was a jobber in Georgia.
Yeah.
Carried on feuds with Austin. I mean, that's late 70s shit.
Yeah. That's what he said. Well, I mean, you got it, so.
God, I couldn't think of the name Chick Donovan.
Dude, we need to start finding wrestling trivia contests and taking you.
Why? Why do you want me to win trivia contests?
You are the
so
Rain
bad?
Man of wrestling trivia.
Oh. Okay. I don't know if anybody even listening to this episode has a clue who Chick Donovan is.
I hope not.
But Donovan wrestled forever. He was wrestling into the 90s. He put some makeup under his eyes and it looked like shit.
We're not ones to advocate for suicide. But
hey,
if you know who it is and you're listening, you might.
He last wrestled last
mirror.
Year that I could tell.
No.
That? Sorry, I was not paying attention.
Chick Donovan, and he was cut out of stone, dude. He was put together. He's just a shorter
hair.
Guy. Yeah.
Oh, his hair is just.
Oh, it's a sweet
hair. Hair is on point.
Is that.
Baron Corbin would fucking murder for that head.
Yes,
of hair.
He would.
He just can't let go. He would kill for that
He's
hair.
Got like a weird mop top and a mullet.
Mm hmm.
It's wacky and blonde.
Chick Donovan. You thought you could fool me with that, huh?
I did. I hope.
I bet.
You thought you could fool me with a color picture of a wrestler.
I think Chick. Oh, that's the new challenge, the color picture photos.
Who is
do you
the
think,
one guy? Chin Lee?
Do you think you could go 100 for 100 color pictures?
Not on Chum Lee's or whatever.
I know where I'd struggle.
That where?
Fucking late WCW, 2001, 2000. Dude, there are guys I have no idea who they are.
All right, we're going to do it. We're going to put together next week 100 pictures of wrestlers. And it'll be... we won't,
you're going to put this together on your lunch break?
No, I'm not going to have time for this, Tim.
I'll do it. 99, 2000, 2001, we won't do WCW.
Oh, you just want to hit my sweet spot and you, or my soft spot? Soft spot, whatever, weak spot.
I have no clue.
Dog spot, liver spot.
Who's this one?
Boobs McGee.
Major Guns.
That is not Major Guns, is it really?
That didn't look like
it. Didn't look like
it. Tylene Buck? Was that her name?
That's who it is.
Yeah, sure shit is.
Former porn star. Maybe still doing porn.
Brought to you by Vince Russo.
Yeah, of course. That's it for the Three Horsemen. We'll be back. We've got our old school show next week. Finishing up the Monday Night Wars. 1999 is an interesting year, too. We'll be back to talk more. Please, God, create some news, wrestling.
Something worth talking about.
I don't want anybody to die or anything, but...
Maybe.
10th anniversary of Chris Benoit. Check it out. We've got it up on the site. We'll have part two of that coming up here in the next
day. TheThreeHorsemanShow.com.
Yes, TheThreeHorsemanShow.com.
You can check out the other half of it. Do you have it linked in there, the Surreal Talk part?
I don't have Surreal Talk. I can change that and put...
Yeah, we'll just throw a link in there.
I'm sorry. It is the Surreal Talk episode.
Oh, it is the Surreal Talk.
Yes.
So are you releasing the other half of it as well?
Yes.
Cool.
Covered. So, I mean, our guys are going to release it.
No. Let's be for real. We don't have guys. I mean, there's guys that do that stuff. But we're so good at it, we decide to do it ourselves.
Well, if you want it done right.
Yeah. Well, I mean.
What? That's a saying. Can't say it's not a saying. It is a saying.
Well, I'm just not wanting to shit on everybody saying they wouldn't do it right. They probably wouldn't because they all suck. I'm talking to you. No, I'm just
kidding. No, you're not. I'm not either. I'm just, I was being facetious. But anyway.
Jack offish.
Check it out. 10th anniversary, Chris Benoit. Fucking crazy how time flies.
We doing another episode this week?
No, we're not doing another episode this week.
Damn, I was hoping we would. Anyway.
We're out of time, man.
We're out of time. We'll catch you guys next week with some more exciting current WWE stuff. Is that an oxymoron?
Yes.
I don't know. We'll talk about that then.
For Big Easy, for T.O., and for Corey.
We'll talk to you guys next week.
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.